As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Good evening. You know what time it is on the East Coast. It's midnight. On the West Coast, it's 9 p.m. And here in beautiful Big Island Paradise, it is 6 o'clock. And this is the Inside Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. I'm telling you, I'm happy you're here tonight. Len, you there?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy.
I thought because you have so much good news that I would let you do the prayer opening.
Oh, you well, thank you so much. Appreciate
you give
that.
Thanks. You give thanks because I give thanks for you. So
I'll tell you,
well,
thank you
creator.
So much. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for all the glorious blessings you're constantly pouring out into our lives. We thank you for this fellowship, this time to come together on the Inside Hour. We thank you for BBS Radio and Don Newsom and all the wonderful staff at BBSRadio.com that bring you the Inside Hour every week, every Tuesday night. So, you know, I've got a lot of great news, and I want to thank the Creator for all of those blessings that he's constantly pouring out. And may the great news that we have stored up for us, even in this show, be given highest priority over the challenging news and the opportunities that it presents that I'd like to share with you tonight. So giving it up to the Creator, thanks for it all. We praise you and we thank you. And we wish everybody listening a special blessing tonight in Revelation. Reverend Roxy, how's that for a beginning?
Oh, my goodness. You see, folks, I can't throw this man. Every week I do the opening, and then I try to switch up on him and get him to do it. I can't throw him. You are so beautiful, Dr. Len, because you're in the 528 hertz frequency realm. I know it. It's just I can feel it. You're glowing tonight, and that's why I
need
spirit.
Well, thanks a lot.
Let him do the benediction for the show, and I said, well, cool.
Well, you know, it takes one to know one. You know, somebody who's blessed and anointed and has a calling to serve humanity in a meaningful way, the ministry that you have is so wonderful, and I thank you for being co-host on the Inside Hour.
Well, I thank you for allowing me to put my energy into the show. It has been your baby for so long, and I'm just tickled pink to be here and to be on the line to help add the enthusiasm that I know we need to put out into the world so that the message of the good news can get out very quickly.
Excellent. You know, we've got a couple things tonight. I want to talk about two things that have come before my desk, and we've responded to over the last week. I mentioned it, and I'm going to ask you before we do to share about what your current plans are for Sunday nights. You have a new radio show that you just did the other night and had myself and Don Newsom on as a special guest, and I'd like to share in just a minute. I'd like to have you share what your goals are for your new radio show on Sunday nights. Same time, folks. So I'd be happy to have you do that, and I think it would be a very, very good thing for people to know and spread the word about it so other people can listen in. I'm sure that if you are going to be listening to Reverend Roxy as much as I have, you will be as blessed as I have become and been by her sharings and her ministry. And if you are as blessed as I, it will have been well worth your time spending the hour with Reverend Roxy on her Sunday night program. So we'll get to that in a second. Let me just tell you what I'd like to cover tonight. It's a review of the history of bioterrorism and the U.S. government's latest weapon of mass deception. They've produced a 24-hour television network called HHS Television. It's just breaking news right now. In fact, I think we scooped it on behalf of the Idaho Observer. Don Harkins and Ingrid Cassell Harkins are going to be publishing. In fact, they went to press today in the Idaho Observer. You're going to get an article that is by this title, and I'm going to be sharing it, previewing it tonight on the Inside Hour. Incredible how the Creator works. All of the synchronicities, no sooner do I get done with a report and an op-ed piece in the Idaho Observer on this history of bioterrorism programming of the federal government, out comes from Senator Coburn's office in Oklahoma a press release, a 100-page oversight report on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which they are not. So we're going to cover CDC and its abuses tonight on the Inside Hour. So with that, first of all, let me take care of the first business. Reverend Roxy, just spend a minute sharing with folks, you know, the name of the program, when it's on, what you're going to be covering, and then I'll thank our other sponsors for the Inside Hour. Go ahead.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you, Dr. Lynn. Yeah, I had been doing the Inside Hour, and I thought that, wow, this is a powerful way in which to begin to educate. And Dr. Lynn, he has the three E's, and Reverend Roxy and the Raising Cane Ministry has the three E's. Education plus entertainment equals enlightenment. And I talked to Don Newsom about an idea of doing a May Brussels retrospective, and he said, no, I know, I've been approached by people to do Mae Brussels. I know she's really good, but it has to be something that has never been done. So I then said, well, what if I was to write a show, and I mean really write it. I'm in the process of writing next week's show, and each show will have a transcript like Mae Brussels, where I take snippets of her investigation and how she, like you're talking about reading newspapers and other things like that and follow the news. So lo and behold, Dawn liked that idea, and lo and behold, Mission Possible is going to be dedicated to taking. We started on Watergate. Now, I had been say, well, what is Watergate? Well, good question, because right now we have the email gate of Karl Rove. So we've got missing emails, we had missing tapes, and it seems like the Creator is giving us one more chance. And so I thought that I would do the same thing as Mae Brussels, to have a weekly radio show where my listeners and the listeners of BBSRadio.com will begin to exchange the printed word, the things that are being in their own places, and that we'll begin to hook up newsrooms of our own where we can go in and do it. And so Mission Possible is going to be a hub for the new press room that'll be out there on the internet, where anybody having any kind of news, I mean really news, not thoughtless news, will be able to come. So, and basically, I couldn't have a more better mentor in you showing and paving the way. People have to understand success leaves clues, and you have been successful at doing what you do and are going to be blessed even more in the future. And I am so happy to be able to share in your life and you in mine as we begin to exemplify the unity that Abraham was seeking back when he was coming back from the slaughter of the kings. So we are incorporating all of these things, and the love code for me was just what it was. And so Mission Possible is kind of like the augment where we can get to history, where we can begin to discuss the truth of the matter, which are the events that took place and what was written in the news, what was in the book, where can we go?
Past, present, and maybe even some future, folks. So there you have it. Mission Possible. Sunday nights, Reverend Roxy Hampton, and on occasion, whenever I got some time, I'll be thrilled to join you. And I know I'm looking forward to, you know, those incredible insights that Mae Brussels presented, that you're going to extract and kind of like bring up to date, reflecting on the national news that we're facing every day. And what a great service that is.
Thank you.
So, my pleasure. Let me also thank, while we're at it, the other folks, Tetrahedron. .org, our publishing group, has been supported for many years. There's a toll-free number to call for any books, tapes, DVDs, CDs that we mention on the Inside Hour, and also on Reverend Roxy's show, Mission Impossible. Not impossible, Mission Possible, folks.
That's and right. So, with God, all things are possible.
You bet. So the toll-free number is 888-508. 4787. If you'd like to get any of the books that we've talked about or the new ones that we are right now examining, such as what Reverend Roxy just mentioned a minute ago, The Love Code, there's a lot of great information at lovetherealdavincicode.com. There's lots of websites that come off of it. It's like a portal to a whole educational program that's actually for free right now on the internet. You can get Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, the whole book. It's a workbook. Going to have you doing some things that you never thought you'd be doing, but you'll realize how important those things are and how productive you can be and spiritually blessed you can be by literally doing the things the right way. And so that's on the internet, TetraEden.org published it. I want to thank them for the 16-plus years, actually 30 years almost, 1978. That's amazing. 30 years of support almost from TetraEden Publishing Group. I want to thank also HealthyWorldDistributing.com, being the distributor of all the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, equipment, and loving works of people like Reverend Roxy and my friend Gary Tunsky. We're going to be bringing Gary onto the program in a little bit, too. Not this program, but in the near future, he'll be on certainly Reverend Roxy's program, my program, and related to these very interesting times that we live in. I want to also, finally, I want to thank, besides BBSRadio.com, I want to thank the folks at at HealingCelebrations.com. HealingCelebrations.com will give you the five steps that you need to take to prepare your temple, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, to withstand the current and coming plagues. What we're going to be talking about tonight is what the government is doing and not doing that's targeting your health and actually literally conducting genocide on the guise of public health and U.S. national security. That's what it's really about, making money off of humanity's suffering, profiteering, with the ideology that you're justified to do it and that you've got the political clout to carry it out. That's called genocide. Look it up in Webster's Dictionary. And so when we talk about the things that you need to do, which is critical, if you really care about yourself and your children, you want to treat your body right, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, and you want to do five things right now. It's important, given the whole threats of bioterrorism we're going to examine tonight. The whole concept, number one, detoxification. It's time. Do some fasting. Deacidification, changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. Step three, boosting, normalizing natural immunity holistically. That is physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, above all, spiritually. So that's number three. Number four is oxygenation. And step five is bioenergetics. The practitioners of those skills and trades and services have been ostracized, condemned, persecuted, and in many cases assassinated. So that those are the things that really people can become free, free of the drug demons, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that's decimating not only Earth's people, but virtually all the species and the environment itself. This is insane. Well, we're going to talk about one of those organizations that actually do this kind of thing and leave you to believe they're doing good in a minute. Just want you to know that the website is healingcelebrations.com, healingcelebrations.com, to get your book, Healing Celebrations. It's $23 and change, well worth every penny and hundreds more, because that's what you'll get value out of it. HealingCelebrations.com will give you a great summary of that book, and you can order the whole package on a package special from HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Now, let me get on to the meat and potatoes of this particular hour of insight. So, this is a review of a new television network. That's a 24-hour television network called H plus HS Television. It stands for Health and Human Services Department TV. It's a review of their program, their main feature length. It's actually a half an hour show, but they extend it out to, I think it's close to an hour, with commercials. That is all propaganda as well. Amazing amount of money and time has been spent in this persuasive propaganda campaign. So this is a review of their feature attraction on the brand new HHS TV. You probably haven't heard of this. In fact, just the other day on TBS television, I don't watch too much TV, but I happened to see a commercial for www.ready.gov, which is the website that this history of bioterrorism program, as well as several other programs, are all targeting you to pick up whatever you need to pick up and get access to their preparedness plans. They want you Americans to understand that you are under grave risk today. I wonder from who. And that they want you to take precautions. Some of them are make sense. Some of them are so ludicrous, it's unbelievable that we've got Uncle Sam here telling us what to do in this incredibly insane way. So we're going to look at the government's latest weapon of mass deception on the Inside Hour tonight, called The History of Bioterrorism. It's now filling living rooms and select markets with propaganda across the United States, actually across the world, because I saw it the other day in Sacramento, California. My friend and colleague, Lorraine, has been hosting us and had this very expensive television set that she had purchased that had this programming. I came back to the boonies of northern Idaho searching my Dish network for that station. It wasn't there. So I called the Dish people and I said, well, you know, how do you get this thing? Well, you need a special antenna for it. Oh, that's interesting. How much is that antenna? Oh, it's only $349. Well, I said, well, a lot of people can't afford that. So there's a lot of Americans who can't even get this allegedly urgent, life-saving, in a life-threatening era, information from Uncle Sam telling you that you got to get educated to survive. Now, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Goes along with the gross professional negligence and official malfeasance I'll talk about in a minute, issuing, the report is, from Senator Coburn's office. So the concept was interesting. I said, well, how is this carried? What satellite is carrying this new television network? And it happens to be, I think it was satellite 61.5, which is called the International Satellite. So in other words, we, the American taxpayer, is funding the HHS and its sister organization, I should say brother organization, the Department of Homeland Security, because that is what this is all about. And they're heavily engaged in this. This is their pitch. The HHS is basically the front pitch men for Homeland Security Agency that wants you to become aware that there are certain things they want you to do and be aware of. Obviously having to do with vaccinations. I'm sure we'll get to that at some point. But that's where it's coming from, and it's interesting that it's not going, as I've mentioned, to your, you know, middle or lower class folk who can't afford for $349 more to spend to receive this channel, but yet it's going out on an international wave satellite to all places in the world where people do have that kind of money. Now, that's interesting as a government expenditure. So the U.S. government's contribution to edutainment has arrived, produced by the Health and Human Services Department and the Department of Homeland Security. It presents life-threatening propaganda aimed at selling you on anthrax and smallpox vaccines. Shouldn't be a surprise for Insight listeners, Insight Hour listeners. They want you to get some emergency kits. Well, most houses that have caring, loving parents with children have emergency kits around the house already. They want you to, they're spending a lot of money to tell you this, folks, by the way. They want you to get telephone calling cards because they're telling you that very possibly a time will come in the near future where you will not be able to make a normal telephone call or a cell phone call across town. Across town, people may not be able to get your communication, and so they highly recommend you not only get telephone calling cards for systems that are out, perhaps they'll work, and I wonder who's making the money there, what aspect, subcontractor of the Illuminati, of literally the global petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel that has its hands, its grubby paws in the communications and telecommunications industries. Excuse me for looking and seeing a little deeper than most average people out there, apparently, who've been watching TV a lot and are brain dead from it, have witnessed and put together. They want you to have somebody and discuss this with your children, some relative or friend in another state, because there may come a time when you might only be able to call them, but you can't call home. So everyone should be instructed to call this third person or party in order to be kind of like your communications connection to the rest of your loved ones. Interesting that they would come up with something like that. You know, again, it's you have to make the decisions and the choice. You have to evaluate, is this something that you want to be doing, or is this something you don't want to be doing? At any rate, they're blaming you for being naive and unprepared to face the world's worst terrorist attacks. That's the sum of it. The main feature on this network, The History of Bioterrorism, is a 30-minute, very low-budget documentary. It's the centerpiece of this experimental persuasion campaign produced to attract viewers to, as I said, the website www.ready.gov. A special new, quote, preparedness, end quote, website has been erected. Several of them, in fact. They have declared September, get this, folks, this coming September, you're going to be out in the streets celebrating. I know that they have fireworks going off in about, what is it, 2 weeks, in about a week and a half. We're going to be at the 4th of July. You know, I wonder whether in September, as National Preparedness Month takes effect, it will be an annually celebrated event, according to the Department of Homeland Security and the HHS. So, Reverend Roxy, you're going to have to get those parades out in Pahoa, Hawaii, for celebrating National Preparedness Month. The primary goal of this mind manipulation is to spread dread of a bioterrorist attack or natural outbreak coming soon to not just a planet near you, but to a city or community near you. Will you be prepared, ask Dr. Kano. That's right, that's how it's pronounced. Kano. She's the host of the show. Viewers never suspect her sweet looks and soft-spoken demeanor serve an ulterior motive. She's paid by the Centers for Disease Creation. That's the CDC. I've renamed the agency to raise awareness that approximately 15% of our nation's population are already mentally ill, taking psychotropic drugs for anxiety, depression, and neuroses. So this con artist is really nothing more than a modern Typhoid Mary, aggravating and spreading more mental illness and phobia for free on TV. As an excellent propagandist, Dr. Con, we'll call her, effectively insinuates your ignorance as a deadly liability. She blames American citizens for lacking intelligence and improper planning. Do not take her message personally, folks. You are in good company. American public health officials also blame in this production Saddam Hussein, Hitler, Japanese militarists, Russian Cold War scientists, and even our Bush allies for our current desperate condition. Naturally, our good old boys at the Pentagon and CIA have nothing to do with this risky predicament we're in, according to this film. They are simply to blame for lagging behind everyone else's biological weapons program. Ridiculous. Absolutely ludicrous. Obviously a distorted unreality. If you have read the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, you'll get the lowdown on AIDS in this regard. You'll see the role that the CIA and the militarists played in the development, literally, folks, that is, the 1970s, early 70s, development and transmission through the hepatitis B vaccines, all of that, you can thank largely the same Centers for Disease Control. In fact, in a couple minutes, I'll share with you what you might want to write to Senator Coburn about including this little tidbit of information in his investigation as well as hearings that are pending to look at the despicable quality of service the CDC is providing. So the CDC, according to the CDC, because their representative, Dr. Kano, is a CDC official, our good old boys have little, if anything, to do with the current biological terrorism problem. But government documents prove America cursed the world with the seed stocks. That's a quote, the seed stocks. You sow what you plant, right? You sow, and then you reap what you sow. Yeah, the government documents prove America cursed the world with seed stocks used for biological weapons research and development, and the technology used to build the worst microbeasts. However, Dr. Kahn sweetly claims America ended its terrible trials at Fort Detrick in 1969 when Richard Nixon pledged a moratorium on offensive biological weapons production. How safe do you feel, Nixon pledging anything? The scientific literature states that Nixon's propaganda ploy actually accelerated funding and production of bioweapons of mass destruction. Offensive biological weaponry advanced covertly in America thereafter under the guises of defensive biological weaponry, cancer research, genetic engineering, and more recently, biotechnology. Nothing is said about America's hundreds of bioweapons labs still operating nationwide under these guises in military facilities, universities, and private companies under CIA. Yes, under CIA. Folks, the Washington Post in the year 2000 came out and explained to the American public for national security reasons the CIA was overseeing all Centers for Disease Control, AIDS-related problems and other infectious diseases such as tuberculosis and other biological potential weapons and outbreaks such as Ebola. The CIA oversees all of it. Well, these private companies work as subcontractors for the CIA, the Defense Department, and particularly Battelle Memorial Institute in West Jefferson, Ohio, that sourced the anthrax that was mailed. You remember the anthrax mailings, don't you? That even the mainstream media tracked to our government's doorstep? The CIA and the massive multinational military mall in Ohio, BMI, again, short for Battelle Memorial Institute, was where the buck stopped and the hyper-weaponized mailed strain originated. After following my lead, William Broad of the New York Times broke this story in his December 13, 2001 feature article. He bravely named the CIA's top secret Project Clear Vision, administered by BMI, as the likeliest source of this high-tech anthrax. Apparently, Dr. Kahn and her colleagues found this piece of accurate history too unsavory to view. Her co-host and featured figure in this not Hollywood production of the history of bioterrorism are coincidentally two men, the two men, linked closest to the deadly anthrax mailings. The FBI refused to indict CIA classified contractors William Patrick III and Kanachin Alebikov. The former is simply credited in the broadcast as a biological weapons consultant. Dr. Alebikov is simply said to be a high-level Russian defector. The real history of the anthrax mailings murderer revealed that these two men collaborated and consulted for the CIA on what was called, quote, Project Clear Vision, end quote. These two men are considered the world's leading anthrax experts, and both were under CIA and BMI contracts at the time this precise bioengineered spore was hatched. Dr. Patrick actually drafted a classified report on what the dispersal capability of the mailed anthrax would be months prior to the actual mailings on behalf of BMI and his CIA superiors. It is patently clear these two men were the source of the scourge, since no other experts were capable, nor high-tech hardware available, to bioengineer the AIM strain, that's an American strain of anthrax, that was BMI tested at Dugway Proving Grounds, proven to be different from any European model. It was hyper-concentrated, electromagnetized, and silica-sensitized to spread, carry, and kill far better than anything the world had ever seen. This is a rare treat for me. having conducted several investigations into American-made biological weapons. Reading between the lines and picking apart this blatant propaganda with tantalizing truths is made easy by the government's history of bioterrorism. This opportunity, folks, here's the good news, has prompted me to produce a new documentary. We're in production right now. It's tentatively called The History of Bioterrorism, Not, to fill in the large gaps of knowledge and blanks left in your mind by this 30-minute superficial treatment of the serious social and scientific subject of bioterrorism. It is imperative to set the record straight about the agents and agencies threatening humanity and all life on this planet with mass destruction. Your prayers for regime change, if not a complete planetary transformation, especially elimination of the deadly political system that we're currently enslaved by, your prayers are encouraged. So that, folks, is essentially what is just come out today in the Idaho Observer. If you're not familiar with that great newspaper that that's put together, edited by an American hero by the name of Don Harkins, please go online to the IO, Idaho Observer. Look up Don Harkins, editor, and get yourself a subscription of that fine publication. It comes out monthly, and that's one of the articles that you'll read in it this month. Now, here's a concern that I have, obviously, as the author of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, which goes into in-depth the man-made origins of the AIDS viruses, the Ebola-type viruses, all of these types of viruses that were non-existent. And they told you, oh, well, there's some evidence genetically, virologically, that these germs existed a long time ago. Hogwash, that's propaganda. Just read the scientific literature, or the review of the scientific literature in the book, Emerging Viruses, and you'll see the truth of the man-made laboratory creation of the HIV-type viruses. You're going to get that as well in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You'll begin to see what was really being done in the laboratories, by who, for whom, and what were the fruits of that hideous labor of genetic mutating bioengineering viruses, including combinations of flu viruses and leukemia viruses, literally to spread cancer by sneezing. That's exactly right. If you wonder where the new plagues have come from, just look at the research literature that I've compiled in the book Emerging Viruses. Anyway, this is a letter that we've just sent out. If you're not a member of HealthyWorldDistributing.com, go online and get signed up to receive our emails as a member of Healthy World, as a customer, or you don't even have to buy anything. Just go in there into HealthyWorldDistributing.com, fill in the little email address request, and become part by request of our mailings, and you'll receive newsletters, press releases, updates, little articles like this that I'm sharing with you now. So again, that's www.HealthyWorldDistributing.com. HealthyWorldDistributing.com will get you in. So, this is to our members. It's a little letter that I've written in advance of this press release that is just historic, that has come out from Senator Coburn's office in Oklahoma. The U.S. Senator should be sent, folks, your congratulations for exposing the Centers for Disease Creation officials for gross negligence, official malfeasance, and irresponsible spending of U.S. taxpayer dollars that could have otherwise been spent saving lives. I'm going to share with you in a minute a press release that I received this past week from Senator Coburn's office. It cites the CDC with billions of dollars of washed money, wasted spending, it should be. Little Freudian slip there. It cites the CDC with billions of dollars of wasted spending and holds them accountable for conducting a war on AIDS and other wars of infectious diseases that have failed miserably to achieve any benefit. It is likely Senator Coburn remains unaware, however, the CDC, number one, was instrumental in triggering the AIDS pandemic. It was a 1974 hepatitis B vaccine given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School children in New York that first triggered this pandemic. The blacks in Central Africa, the lab was Litton Bionetics. We've got the documents in the book Emerging Viruses. So, number one, Senator Coburn should be made aware that the documentation exists to prove the CDC was actually involved in the dissemination of this plague. Number two, the CDC, as I mentioned earlier, is regulated by the Central Intelligence Agency in administering its AIDS and other infectious disease-related policies. And three, the CDC serves a depopulation agenda funded and established by politically powerful leaders and study group directors of the Council on Foreign Relations that have heavily influenced federal health policies along with other domestic and foreign agendas that have placed the American people's lives at risk. If you are familiar with my writings on HIV/AIDS, even if you're not, please contact Senator Coburn to make him aware of the significant role the CDC has played in actually triggering the AIDS pandemic. As I mentioned, in 1972 through 1974, when the gay men in New York and the blacks in Central Africa and the children at Willowbrook on Staten Island, they were being injected with this hepatitis B vaccine prepared in chimpanzees. That's important because the scientific community knows the source of the human HIV is the chimpanzee. The strain is 62%+ identical, so it had to have come from the chimps. Well, the chimps were used to make the vaccine, hepatitis B vaccine, given to gay men in New York City, as I mentioned, the other victims. Even though he is a medical doctor, this senator, this information is not openly discussed in medical schools, so he may not know. It's not shared in scientific symposiums, nor in the halls of Congress. So it behooves us to support his progress in bringing little-known truths about the CDC to light. For this purpose, a website has been established to relay this critical, albeit controversial, information. The website is www.originofaids.com. That's originofaids.com. This resource includes the medical journal references, such as the Journal of Medical Hypothesis Scientific Review that I authored on this subject, proving the CDC's action in helping to trigger the earliest AIDS outbreaks. Please tell Senator Coburn this information justifies immediate inclusion in his investigation and subsequent hearings. Moreover, explain that I would be honored to serve as a congressional informant or to testify on Capitol Hill in this regard. Finally, there are two other related matters about which you would be wise, listeners, to inform Senator Coburn. These involve two CDC-related cover-ups. Number one, a secreted study conducted by experts as commissioned by the CDC that definitively proves mercury poisoning of our nation's youth from thimerosal and vaccinations that far exceed the Environmental Protection Agency's toxic dose limits. Children studied were vaccine injured, neurologically damaged, suffered behavioral disorders consistent with autistic spectrum disorder. As you likely know, the rates of this mental illness have been skyrocketing as mercury intoxications from vaccinations have been increasing due to despicable policies established by the CDC and its sister organization in the medical mafia, the American Academy of Pediatrics, on behalf they operate of special interests. The drug cartel, that's who's pulling the political strings on the puppet politicians and the crooked officials that they give us a chance to vote for and appoint in this thing they call democracy that's actually corporate fascism, multinational corporate plunder operating in disguise under the guise of national security and, excuse me, public health. The United States General Accounting Office should also be brought to the attention of the senator. First of all, before I just mention that, I have personal knowledge, folks. There is a secreted document. There's a classified document that I happen to have the brief opportunity to testify before Dan Burton's Congressional Investigating Committee on Capitol Hill. There in the auditorium were parents of the vaccine-injured children and their attorneys. It was a class action lawsuit. In fact, a couple of class actions were represented in the audience. And I got from one of their attorneys a secret document. I'm going to ask you to write it down in a minute. I'm going to ask you to write Senate to the senator to see if he can get a copy of it. He should be able to, at least through the Freedom of Information Act. The more public attention you can bring to the secreted, classified CDC, virtually suppression of the most valuable information that we need to sustain our nation's future, our children. Send him this information. So get out a pen and a pencil. Dan Burton's Congressional Investigating Committee did not have any desire to look at this document. In fact, the meeting came to an abrupt halt when I suggested this document, A, existed, and B, that the Congress people who were considering giving the CDC another $75 million to repeat the study that they didn't want to talk about, and they classified and secreted because they didn't want to talk about it. So they were wasting another $75 million in doing the same study that had already been done, that should have been attended to, and should have immediately caused the cessation of this horrible, genocidal vaccination agenda. So I have personal knowledge that this was ongoing and that this classified document exists, and here's what it's called. The secreted report is titled, quote, Thimerosal VSD, that's Victor Sam David study, that's Thimerosal VSD study, : phase one, comma, update 2/29/2000, updated February 29th, the year 2000, authors, Verstraeben, T, Verstraeben, V-E-R-S-T-R-A-E-B-E-N, that's V-E-R-S-T-R-A-E-B-E-N, T, first initial Thomas, first name Thomas, Davis, R, and DiStefano, F, are the other co-authors. It's marked confidential by the CDC with a number, a reference number next to it. It says EX. EX. Like they want to X out our nation's youth. EX 95-0004. 95-0004. So that's the classified document that with your help in the grassroots, you can bring attention to, national attention to this secreted CDC slam dunk of the mercury intoxication of our nation's youth. And then, as I mentioned, the senator should also be made aware of the fact that the United States General Accounting Office covered up my personal testimony presented by their request, following their request, from my knowledge regarding the National Cancer Institute's Special Virus Cancer Program and its links to the laboratory creation, along with the CDC's involvement of HIV/AIDS. A press release regarding this matter is available through tetrahedron.org in the articles section. You can look at both the AIDS file at tetrahedron.org, and you can also go into public health cover-ups that is listed there and filed there. At any rate, let me just share with you, and by the way, let me first of all give you the senator's telephone numbers. His website is http://coburn.senate.gov. If you go there, you'll learn about what he's up to, including this particular report that he's just recently released. And if you have problems getting in touch with him for any reason, you can contact his staff in Washington at 202-224-5754 and in Oklahoma City, 405-231-4941. That's in Washington, it's 202-224-5754. In Oklahoma, it's 405-231-4941. So there you've got contact information to thank the senator for issuing a 100-page oversight report on the Centers for Disease Creation and Non-Prevention. Agencies, it says, this is quote now, agencies' health mission compromised by mismanagement and lavish spending. That's the subtitle, end quote. The press release issued by Senator Coburn's office states that he, as a practicing physician, released an oversight report of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an agency with a $10 billion annual budget and a crucial public health mission. Recent events, his office states, in fact he states, recent events have highlighted how critical CDC's mission is to the health of our nation. The American people now more than ever expect CDC to spend its funds preventing diseases and dealing with public safety threats, including the threat of bioterrorism. While the CDC is meeting some of those expectations, excuse me while I gag, it also wastes millions of dollars, said Dr. Coburn, ranking member of the Senate Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management, Government Information, and International Security. So he's a high-level player. He probably knows people within the Illuminati. In a detailed oversight report, the first in a series that will examine the operations of federal agencies, a U.S. Senate subcommittee highlights how the CDC has wasted and continues to waste hundreds of millions of dollars, but keeps asking taxpayers for more. In CDC Off-Center, that's the name of the report, a review of how the agency tasked with fighting and preventing disease have spent hundreds of millions of tax dollars for failed prevention efforts, international junkets, and lavish facilities that cannot demonstrate it is controlling disease. The minority staff of the FFM subcommittee examines how CDC has tilted off-center for so long and makes recommendations about how it might get back on track. Yeah, you can start by firing everybody. Dr. Coburn noted recently, it was reported that the CDC director told Congress the agency needs an additional $1 billion in 2008 to do its job properly. The FFM oversight report shows the director where she might begin looking for those funds internally before she asks taxpayers to open their wallets even wider. CDC employs many honest, hard-working people who shoulder a very important mission for our nation, this propaganda pitch and political savvy statement pleads. Yet most agencies, it offers many examples of how an agency with a large budget can veer off track in prioritizing its funds. A sample, here are some samples, folks, of what the CDC has been up to, what's included in this new oversight report. Here's one. CDC spent $1.7 million, including funds from a terrorism account, on a Hollywood liaison program, which happens to be run by a former CDC employee. Oh, there's a little bit of inside players playing this inside traders trading game. The CDC paid to create a statue of a woman made out of vegetables. You heard me right. Who was featured in its $106 million new Communications and Visitor Center, recently named after the senator in charge of funding the CDC. The Thomas R. Harkin Visitor Center also includes a giant 70-foot wide by 20-foot tall video wall of plasma screen TV showcasing vignettes. Oh, I'm sorry, vignettes, not vinaigrettes. I had that for dinner. vignettes about the agency. The plasma TVs are part of the building's $1.5 million audio-visual integration expenditures. CDC spent $30,000 on saunas for its new $200,000 fitness center, a center which also includes mood-enhancing light shows and two $1,750 zero-gravity chairs. I'd like to go sit in that chair, wouldn't you? CDC, Syphilis Prevention Funds. Now, you remember syphilis, that brings up Tuskegee, the fact that this public health service, CDC involved, spent about, 60 years watching black men spread syphilis, get sick and die without any treatment whatsoever, and President Clinton allegedly, no, he did, but he allegedly felt sorry. He apologized publicly for what our health officials were up to, including, as I said, CDC officials. So here, CDC syphilis prevention funds were spent to host a safe sex event with a porn star during a time when rates of the disease among men climbed by 68%. CDC HIV/AIDS prevention funds were spent also on transgender beauty pageantry. They funded a transgender beauty pageant. CDC spent $45 million for conferences, including those featuring prostitutes, protests, and beach parties. CDC sent 110 employees to two international AIDS conferences, 20 to Thailand, 90 to Barcelona. You can't send three or four people, maybe a staff of six, and then give an in-service training when you got back? When it purchased retroviral drugs with the trip, funds that likely could have prevented mother-to-child AIDS transmission, the senator writes. In other words, they could have saved, he says, 115,000 infants around the world with the same money that they spent to send those 110 employees to the AIDS conferences. Imagine that. CDC is opening a Hawaii office. Well, that's not good news for Reverend Roxy Hampton and the Raising Cane Ministry out in Pahoa, Hawaii. CDC is opening a Hawaii office, a development announced by a senator from Hawaii, probably Senator Kokoban, who oversees its funding. CDC has spent $5 billion. I say, by the way, I say Senator Kokoban because it was Senator Kokoban that first advanced the Senate. That's a Hawaii State Senate change, alteration, to give the freedom of religious exemption to we the people for tuberculosis skin testing and intoxications of the blood, which goes against all major religions. And yet he caved. Somebody paid him off. No question in my mind. We saw him run, Senator Kokoban from Hawaii. I wonder if that's who sees the funding of the Hawaii office for the CDC. And it becomes simply, instead of a Hawaiian senator, he becomes a prostitute for the drug cartel. CDC has spent $5 billion over 7 years on HIV/AIDS prevention funding. And as of yet, the U.S. still sees 40,000 new cases each year with no decrease whatsoever in the infection rates for over a decade. So where's all that money gone? Not prevention, not even eradication. Simply consumption, consumerism of the American taxpayer dollar to give us nothing but drugs and false hopes. Deadly deceptions, according to this HHS new television network. The Inspector General finds that of CDC's $2.6 billion in HIV/AIDS grants, some have no objectives and are abysmal, yet are funded anyway. Finally, the CDC spent $335 million on a children targeted media campaign to fight obesity. And look what happened. Look what's happened to our nation's youth. Found out later the kids who saw the ads did one more activity, which may or may not have been the result of the ads itself. What a wonderful way to spend $335 million for nothing. Gee whiz. Could have called me. I've got Harvard degree, expertise in media persuasion technologies and health education. I assure you, for $335 million, give me $1 million, we could have changed the nation's youth, the whole mentality towards the poisoning, fast food insanity that's taking place. Anyway, there are more. Go online to Senator Coburn's office and you'll get the information. We're at the end of the Inside Hour. I want to thank every single one of you for listening. Join us again next week, next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock midnight East Coast, and 6 o'clock Hawaii time for the Inside Hour. Dr. Len Horowitz, and we'll have Reverend Roxy Hampton back. Don't forget her show, Mission Possible, on Sunday nights. Don't miss it. Same time Sunday nights with Reverend Roxy Hampton. Thank BBSRadio.com for carrying this signal out to you folks, and thank you again for the support that you render to us lovingly and joyfully. We thank you. We praise the Creator for bringing this opportunity to us and to you, and we look forward to, again, having you join us next week on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len.
Hold it. Before you go anywhere, you know what I have to do. I have to wish you a happy in the mail. I'm going to FedEx it. I ain't going to tell you what it is, but it is certainly going to be a good one, Dr. Len. Happy birthday. I know you don't want everybody to know, but you were a dragon. That's all I'm going to say. And
you're so sweet. Don, this is the Reverend Roxy. Yeah, this is called a bloom bombardment, folks. I'm just being blossomed with loving, just wonderful human beings blessing me. Thank you so much for that. And, with your prayers, keep praying for us. We'll live a lot longer and to tell a lot more truths. Love you, folks. We're at the end of the Inside Hour. Gotta run. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. You just go. That's Dr. Len Horowitz. Don, thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.